Leadership Story Talks, where we discuss the practices that engage, motivate, develop, retain, and attract people to businesses. We'll give you principles and tools based on real-world stories to leverage listening and storytelling to become a better leader and management professional. Leadership Story Talks is produced by Narrative, a company that focuses on personal storytelling for business.
So our mindset around project management, as you saw in the book, overarching, which is, and this book has been updated to meet some of the newer needs of the, you know, this today's world, is that project success occurs when you combine value, people, and process. And so if a new project manager, if we start there and unpack that and define what do we mean by each of those, then the shock of, oh my God, none of these people report to me. They're not going to do what I say, and they're not doing what I say, and they're not showing up, and we can't get anything done, and the failure list is growing. So I'll stop there. But that to me is the number one thing, is let me understand what we mean by, you know, success, the recipe of value plus people, plus process equals project success. Mm.
All righty. Well, that was Corey Kogan telling us about project management and the recipe for successful project management. And Jules is showing us the book right there.
Yeah.
Great. It'll be in the notes, and you can also go back to the episode. But yeah, Jules, wanted to talk to you about that particular recipe for success of, you know, value plus people plus process equals success when we talk about project management. Wonder what that has evoked for you.
Well, it's evoked that she has the gift of capturing common sense guidance in a very conversational goal, in tone, I should say. And she's laying out the basics. No matter what the tool is, technology, or what the thing you're working on, it comes down to these simple things that you have to keep thinking about throughout the process, not just at the beginning when you're launching, every step of the way to keep reinforcing that. So I think it's just a smart way of positioning. This is what you need to do. If you're doing project management, wake up and ask yourself, what can I incorporate those phrases or that thought every day?
Yeah. And what that kind of brought up for me was also making a link to the way that we work with listening and storytelling, and the narrative method in particular, is that it's always about people. And I think whether it's for project management or even, I mean, it sounds crazy, but even if you're going out to do a presentation, everything becomes about the data that you're going to present, the topic you're presenting, and becoming an expert in that and showing that you're an expert in that, which is all valid and true, and you should do that. But then a lot of times what we've seen in our work is that the people part gets lost a little bit, the humanity of what it is that you're presenting and the project that you're working on. And so I that's the part that I really resonated with, was actually combining value process with people, because I think we can, you know, we automatically look for value in everything that we do. That's what motivates us. And then we have a process to just execute our tasks. But sometimes it's the people that get lost. And with storytelling, you know, what I would potentially add to this project management process would be the piece of storytelling, because that's what helps people understand what it is that you're doing, why you're doing it, and for whom, right? Who's involved? What's in it for me as the person who's going to be involved in this project with you? You know, if you just tell me to do something because we have to hit the deadline, well, you know, some people are very motivated by that, but a lot of people aren't. And so what's really there? What are the values? This is the way that I like to think about it, and the way that we teach it is, what are the values that underlie everything that you do, right? And are those values aligned with the people that are involved with your projects? What are their values? Have you listened to them to find that out? And then once you know all of that, now you can formulate a story that's really going to resonate with people and it's going to motivate them. So that's what resonated for me in that quote we heard.
I agree. And I'm also thinking about a lot of conversations I've had with people that are looking at hiring new to their professions or emerging professions and showing them how they fit in the story, or when they're bringing an intern now. So they may be doing some mundane work they don't understand. They might think it's boring. And if you can include them in the story and being part of the greater group, it really does make a difference, and they can understand what they're doing matters and acknowledging it. So we always say not just stories or many examples, but help them understand what they can use it going forward. And then through the power of metaphors or whatever story work tools, just keep reminding. And I think it really helps about somebody who's losing their, you know, their interest in what they thought this job was going to be, to somebody who's saying, okay, I get it. It's a stepping stone. So laying out the storyline for them will help too, and connect it. Like, one day that horribly boring job that you're suffering through will lead to something, and there's a whole path, and you can see that person over there. She was one of you before. So have some hope, and it can happen. So it belongs in every stage of the organization. But I think that sometimes we think about, what do we need to do to engage and make our work exciting? Sometimes talking to the person is an exciting experience for them, and sharing their small wins and what a difference they made when you go to the group meetings.
Love that. Love that. Yeah. And I would really encourage people to go to our website, actually, narrative.com, because there's so many tactics, strategies that you can implement around storytelling and what Julianne just described, you know, that ability to see yourself within that greater group, and that ability to do that for others so that they can see themselves in it. That's pure story structure and mapping out that story for yourself and for other people. You can learn how to do that. And you can learn that with us, and you can learn that through our website. There's a lot of different resources that you can find out there. So just had to put that plug in there.
Absolutely. Well, that's where my storytelling was born. It wasn't born in some fancy stage. It was trying to keep people awake, coming back for their meetings. So yeah. And then I found out there was a science to it. I was like, hooray, there's something to this. But it was about trying to, you know, bring the human to life and appreciate their experience. All those people I stuffed into file rooms when we went to the cloud, and now they have real good jobs.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Something must have happened along the way, but it's appreciating and going and walking your talk. And it doesn't just happen in a newsletter and a shout out. All those are great. Not everyone gets to go on fancy trips. And so making the mundane bearable and appreciated and going forward is sometimes the message that gets lost in all our big, you know, motivational speeches. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It. Yeah, bring the human to life. I love what you said there. That's great. That might be the title of our episode. All right. Well, great.
Next book.
Yes, exactly. Next book. Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you all for listening. Thanks, Julianne, for co-hosting this with me. I'm really enjoying this a lot. And once again, if you've been inspired by this and other episodes, please consider enrolling yourself or your team in one of our training programs. We do this day in and day out. That's what we do. We can help you find, craft, and tell a story that's going to be remembered and that will show the kind of impact that you want to have in the world. So yeah, we're always ready to listen. You can go to narrative.com, narrative.com for that. And also to find many, many resources around listening and storytelling, including the archive of these podcast episodes. Thank you so much.
Very long list.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot you can do, but all roads lead to narrative.com. That's what you need to do.
Absolutely. All right.
All right. Thank you so much. And until next time.
Bye-bye now.
For more information on the narrative listening and storytelling method and how it can help your business, go to narrative.com.